This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Vintage Wings of Canada has one of the largest collections of fully restored antique aircraft, probably in the world, and it suffered its first loss. Dave Hatfield is with me from Vintage Wings of Canada. Describe what happened.
Yes, it was unfortunate, Russ. Our Tiger Moth, a DH-82C Canadian Tiger Moth, suffered an accident at about 11:30, as you say. It happened here at Gatineau Airport. It took off on runway 09 and was only airborne for a very short period of time and came to rest pretty much abeam the other end of the runway. So that's the east end of runway 0927 and about 500 feet to the north in the grassy area that's there.
Who's flying, Dave?
A fellow named Howard Cook, and he's one of our associate pilots from England. He's always been our man at Duxford, and he is very much a part of the vintage and Warbird aircraft scene in England. He's flown many airplanes over there, including the Spitfire and the Hurricane. This year, his primary show airplane has been the Hawker Nimrod, which is a version of the biplane Fury fighter.
Okay. Now, we're not speculating on the cause, but can you describe in a little bit more detail what you know about the accident and sort of how it happened?
Yeah, well, Howard is in the hospital, and his injuries are serious. So we have not had a report from him about exactly what happened. And as you say, you know, it's always unwise to speculate. But the aircraft, the engine, is pushed pretty much back towards the front seat, and the leading edge of the upper wings are dented, but the leading edge of the lower wings are not, and the whole aft part of the aircraft is in one piece, and the rear cockpit's in one piece. So that one, that naturally leads one to believe that it struck in a very high, pretty much nose-down attitude.
Okay, but you've had a look at the aircraft, and you think it's rebuildable.
Yeah. Well, one thing about these old biplanes, most particularly the Tiger Moth, is that when they do encounter a solid object, they tend to crumple up in stages. And, actually, I can see the lower wing spars still being intact. And, of course, all the metal fittings are there. The whole, everything from the cockpit, from the front of the rear cockpit back is pretty much intact, hardly even any, fabric wrinkles and things like that. So it's certainly a major rebuilding project, but, it's rebuildable.
Now, there's a lot of detail that goes on after a crash. What's Vintage Wings doing for Howard and his wife, and how's all that's going to play out?
Well, that's very much our primary concern, is the pilot, and, of course, in this case, his wife. And Howard and PETA came over, I think it was on Monday, from England. And now they're in a very difficult situation. So we're doing everything we can to support them. One of our volunteers, Dave O'Malley, whom I think you know, has sort of made himself responsible for PETA to make sure she has the support she needs over here. We're taking care of the nitty-gritty details, like, you know, medical insurance and that sort of thing, and making sure she's alone when she wants to be and she has company in the other times. Well, we can always sort out the hardware later, but we like to look after the people first.
Okay, and it sounds like Howard's going to be all right. There's going to be a recovery period, but he's
going to be
okay.
It looks like he has a couple of cracked vertebrae and several broken ribs. He may have fractured an ankle. He has some facial lacerations. This is early days when it comes to medical analysis, but it looks to me like he's going to make a recovery. He may end up with a sort of a cast around his upper abdomen for probably a couple of months, which I'm sure he'll find awkward, but could have been a lot worse, of course.
Okay, Transportation Safety Board's involved, I'm sure.
Yes.
When are we going to find out more detail about what happened?
Yeah, we do have an emergency and accident response procedure manual here at Vintage Wings. And it's a short, concise document that's photocopied and posted in a number of different offices. And I am actually pretty proud of the way it all got put into place. We had an accident team, and we had a an operations team, and then we had a press team put that became active quickly, and everybody did their job, and the whole thing just worked like clockwork. And all the appropriate authorities were advised. The police were on site within about 5 minutes. The crash fire rescue, which is a volunteer department, they were here quickly too. And all the medical aspects were taken care of. You know, Howard was removed from the airplane expeditiously. Then NTSB were advised, and after you know the proper consultation, they gave us clearance to move the airplane, and it's in our hangar. And after they're finished with the actual investigation, and you know, I imagine they'll have a look at the airplane in detail to figure out what went wrong with it. If anything, you know, whatever investigation they want, then we'll have our own look at it and then make our own decision about whether to rebuild or replace or carry on or whatever we want.
All right. Well, speedy recovery to Howard and all the best to you guys.
Yeah, great.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.